Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Alrighty then.
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products like Bud Next, Neutral, a lot of great things for you to get stocked up for this summer right here.
You have a Neutral in your hand right now?
Maybe I need a little something
to
take the
edge. Crisp and fresh, you know. That it is. That
it works in the morning.
At 6:27, here we go.
Don't you judge me. Don't you judge me.
Steroids, man. That's what it is. Let's go with some scores here real quick. Major League Baseball last night. White Sox beat the Angels 3-0. Tigers, Cubs, both off. Tonight, Pittsburgh going to be in Detroit 7:10. Check that out on WSJM. White Sox going to be over in Chicago playing the Cubs. There we go. At 7:40. Let's go to a baseball game this year. You want to? Talking about that the other day. You know, I mean, let's choose the one that, because yesterday's story was like they're getting really expensive, you know? And your child's young enough now where it's like, you don't need to bring her because she's not going to remember. I mean, maybe for the pictures, but still, it's like, it's you know, get a babysitter. Let's go drink some beers and have a good time, huh?
Yes, that's fine. The baby can drive. She's good.
There we go. Yeah, that's right. We need a DD.
Yeah, you're fine.
Anyway. Yeah, we're going to watch some baseball. NBA, it's kind of important because the playoffs are happening. This is second round, man. Last night, the Heat beating the 76ers 106-92. Heat lead that series 1-0. Suns beat the Mavs 121-114. Phoenix leads that series 1-0. There are some games tonight. Brock, your Bucks going to be in Boston playing the Celtics at 7 o'clock. Milwaukee leads that series 1-0. You know what's funny is somebody proposed a question. I was on Explain Like I'm 5 Reddit subreddit the other day. Somebody says, why do they call them the Celtics and not the Celtics? And some guy went deep into some story. And it has something to do with the English language. And at some point, we started saying it like with an S sound instead of the Celt, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of traditional people still say Celtics.
Oh, Boston Celtics.
I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but
I mean, that's the proper way to say it, right?
Proper,
yeah, right. Yeah. But we've made pretty much every language. You know, we've just butchered
it's
everything
ours.
Into what
it's
ours.
We're changing it.
Yeah,
we're American, right?
This you know, they English. Won. They won 8 championships in a row.
The Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they were pretty. That was Larry Bird, right?
No, that was pre Larry Bird era.
Really, Celtics were some heart that you ever. What's the Celtics movie with Marv from Home Alone?
Oh, God, that's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Pride, something Pride?
Oh, man, what was that one?
That's going to bother me.
Hold on.
Anyway, we got to move on. It's 6:30. All right, come on. Look that up. I got one story here for you. I'm going to save one for the next hour. Listen to this, man.
Yep.
Pro football, right? Former Super Bowl hero Nick Foles. This is sad. This is a sad story for me. Looking for a new place to play. 33-year-old quarterback. Famously was thrusted into the starting role with the Eagles in 2017. Led them to their first Super Bowl win in franchise history. Hasn't had much luck ever since. This year in Jacksonville, cut short with an injury. He was shipped off to Chicago where he didn't fare much better. I mean, the Bears have been trying to trade Foles, but after finding no takers, they decided just to release him and allow him to find a team to go say, bye. Just let him go into the sunset, you know? This pisses me off because, you know what? Nick Foles is a good quarterback. It's just the other teams around him. And I'm sorry, you Chicago fans out there, but come on. You can't really disagree with me on this one. Foles, he took somebody to a Super Bowl. He didn't take him to the Super Bowl, but he won a Super Bowl for the Eagles.
Yeah. And beat Brady in the process, too.
Exactly.
Yep.
How many people can say that? I mean, Eli can say it a couple times. A
couple times, which is just weird. Just weird.
But still, man, come on. Like some decent team, if they pick up Foles, I'm telling you.
Maybe we're missing something. Maybe it was just a perfect circumstance. And
it's one of those, what's it, like a genie in a bottle. It's like you gotta figure out, you gotta push the right button with this guy, and all of a sudden, he's like, God.
I think you gotta rub a genie bottle, not push a button. I think it's about rubbing the bottle the right way.
That's the old school way. Huh? Oh, you gotta You gotta rub it.
I guess if you want to rub Nick Foles a certain way to make him throw touchdowns.
Maybe that'll make him play better. I don't know. Maybe we need a fluffer in the situation. Maybe that's what the Eagles had. Won a Super Bowl. Just saying. Beat Tom Brady.
They had a Foles fluffer. Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
Look that up. Google it.
If Nick Foles had a fluffer.
That's your sports this morning.
Dear God. Is that all you got? Is that it? Or we had to
I got more, but it's 6:32.
By the way, it was Celtic Pride. You're right. And it had
Celtic Pride.
It had Daniel Stern and Dan Aykroyd and Damon Wayans in there.
We'll watch that movie tonight.
It was written by Judd Apatow and Colin Quinn.
It's a great movie.
Great movie. Okay, I wouldn't say great. It's a pretty good movie. It's an okay
What's
movie.
Better? What's better? That movie or White Men Can't Jump?
Oh, White Men Can't Jump, man. Are you kidding me? God, that's
really?
A classic. Yeah.
It's close. That's close.
Oh, man. White Man. Well, see, White Man Can't Jump is more serious. I think that's got some serious tones to it. And you got hot Rosie Perez in there, too. So, yeah.
White Man Can't Jump or Space Jam, the first one?
Well, don't ask, stupid, because Space Jam is the greatest sports movie of all time, okay?
Now we're talking. Now we're on the same page.
And Space
Toon
Jam.
Toon Squad, bro.
Space Jam 2 is a travesty that never should have made it to the big screen.
That's another one they released into the sunset. Yeah.
It's just right into the sun is where they should have put it, so. Anyway. Okay.
Here you go.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one.
All righty. Good morning. 7:23, Brock Hunter.
All righty.
Oh, on a Tuesday. Is it ever going to warm up, for God's sakes?
Yeah, I think next week. Knock on wood.
Shut your whore mouth.
You know, it's your fault because you wore shorts the other day.
Yeah, that's true.
You jinxed everybody.
Sorry. Yeah. If
how much jeans for another month?
My kneecaps saw their shadow, and so we got 6 more weeks of winter. Is that what it was?
You know. Yeah. It's funny too. We went golfing the other day, and I was the only one. I had thermals on and pants on.
To be fair,
all the rest of the players show up in shorts. I'm like, guys, it's different. It's different when you walk outside of your house than when you're on a golf course. It's cold out here, man.
You also got those thin little bird legs that don't keep you warm.
So shut up. You know, at least I know and I keep them protected.
You got your knees clacking like those old skeleton cartoons.
Hey, you know what? Just because you got some drumsticks hanging out of your shorts, dude. We get it. You do toe rises, all right? And you still can't jump.
These meaty calves. I'll jump right in your face. Anyway, hey, we got to get to it. It's sports time. Enough of my meaty calves.
They're just stumpy.
Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
They're not strong. They're stumpy.
You got little stumps. Stumps. I'll show you a stump. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products like Bud Light. Bud Next, Neutral, other great things, so you're never thirsty because you're always stocked up, whether you're on the golf course or you're listening to a terrible morning show, either one.
See, much like me, you know, like deer, they got long, skinny legs, and they're real fast.
Yeah, and they get hit by cars a lot. I hope that happens to you, all right?
Something about those cars, man. Squirrels and deer just love running in front of them. All right, let's do some sports, huh? Hell with it. Major League Baseball last night. White Sox beating the Angels. I got to get myself together here. 3-0. Tigers and Cubs both off, but they play tonight. White Sox going to be in Chicago playing the Cubs tonight. 7:40. Also, Pittsburgh going to be in Detroit at 7:10. You can check that game out on WSJM. Catch it on the radio, because that's how you view baseball or whatever. You listen to it on the radio, you know? NBA last night. This is important. Playoff time, man. Second round last night. Heat beating the 76ers 106-92. Miami leads that series 1-0. The Suns beat the Mavs 121-114. Phoenix leads that series 1-0. There are some games tonight. Bucks, your Bucks, man, going to be in Boston playing the Celtics.
Yes.
That's the Celtics at 7 o'clock. Milwaukee leads that 1-0. Golden State going to be in Memphis playing the Grizzlies at 9:30. Memphis. Might want to face guard Steph Curry because he just hit 105 three-pointers a row in practice. It's a little intimidating going into a game. Like, if you got to guard the guy, you know, the next night, like, wait, what was that video? He just put up a video of him. What, 105? I got to guard him?
Yeah.
Damn. That sucks.
The only way you can stop that is if someone just Nancy Kerrigan's him right in the knee. Dude, that's it.
That's the only way. That's it.
The guy is just made to make three-pointers. It's
nuts. You contact Tanya Harding. You're like, yeah, those two thugs back in the 90s.
They're out, right?
You got those names?
They're out, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, they got to be out. They got to be out. You know, right now.
That's the only way. Not to mention, Steph Curry just started his own golf league, and it's for, like, underprivileged golfers. It's pretty sweet. Dude's just a great dude.
Well, so who else? What was I watching just the other day? Someone made a comment too. It's like people are hating on Steph Curry. He's like the nice. He's the most religious, like down to earth, just nice guy. And people are like, F you, Steph Curry.
Dude, just look at the guy. he looks like a nice guy. You know.
And people just rag on him because he can make threes. Like, oh, F you, Steph Curry. You son of a bitch. Him and Tebow. It's like, what did they ever do? They won. They were nice guys and they won. You know,
they won. That's why people hate them.
And they were nice about it. They were good sports about it. And people were like, God, I hate that Steph Curry.
The guy gives us entertainment every time he touches a basketball. And yet people are still like, I just can't stand him.
Oh, yeah. Steph Curry, great guy. Piece of trash. Yeah. No, that's what it is. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like his face.
But yeah, good luck to whoever's guarding that guy tonight. Because
they want guys like Mike. Night. They want guys like Michael Jordan who are mean to kids. You know,
exactly. Yeah, we want like a Brooks Koepka.
Yeah,
in the mix.
We want.
I ain't signing a lot of
guy like Ron Artest who's gonna punch us in the face. All right, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. Steph Curry, you piece of trash. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Listen to this, man. Moving on to baseball. This is crazy. Just when you thought throwing 100 miles per hour off the mound was impressive. That's pretty impressive, dude.
This is nuts. I know exactly what you're going
to
talk about.
This is nuts, dude. Along comes college pitcher Ben Joyce to say, hold my mitt. Dude, the Tennessee pitcher was throwing major heat on Saturday against Auburn. Listen to this. Threw a pitch that hit 105.5 miles an hour. What? Which is a new collegiate baseball record. That's just shy of the major league record at 105.8. It's the same.
Pretty much.
0.3 of a second off. That was thrown by Chapman in 2010. Tennessee went on to win the game, obviously. If the dude's throwing 105, he should probably win that game. But, dude.
A junior. That way, so what? He's 20 years old?
Dude, at what point does your arm just fly off of your body? You know,
and one like, lucky fan's going home with a souvenir. All right, yeah.
You know, like you're like when you're playing football and your mom is in the stands with her hands on her head, just like at any given time, my son's going to be going to the hospital.
Yeah,
like the same thing with this guy. Like his mom's got to be up there, and be like, he's not going to be able to write. He's not going to be right-handed the rest of his. Like,
I mean, the physical feat of
an arm. How much torque?
Yeah,
torque you got to put on your arm to get the ball to go that fast. It's rookie of the year. That's what it is. He broke his arm, and now he can throw 105.
He snapped his arm. The doctor said it in a weird way.
Okay. In a weird way.
We know exactly how this works. All right, you heat up the ice cubes. It doesn't even seem real. Like I'm sitting here looking at this. All right, I've watched the video, and it's like it just does not seem humanly possible. For the body. Hunter, I couldn't throw half that speed, I don't think.
So, couldn't throw half that speed. It would take me a long time to hit it, but I still could hit it, Brock. I'm telling you, 105, I could still click it. I sent you a video yesterday, and I'm not taking anything away from this girl. She's an amazing athlete. I'm not sure if she's in college, pro, or whatnot, but she hit 95-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Okay, so a chick who probably plays at a collegiate level, all right? You're comparing yourself to her.
But I'm saying I could click one of those balls before I hit a hole in one. 100%.
No, you could. You know what? Let's just chalk it up. You can't do either one, okay? Because I'm putting this to bed, Hunter. I'm putting this to bed.
You're not putting anything to bed. You need to go to bed and rethink your.
You couldn't come close to hitting. And the fact that we are even having this conversation, 105.
Dude, okay, it's a fastball in the strike zone, right? Within an hour, my eyes closed, I could click it.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
It's all about timing.
I hate you so much. Yeah. I get it. It's about timing, but there's no way.
You're getting a hole-in-one after you hit that. Dude, I'm telling you, a hole-in-one's a lot harder than to hit a fastball, period.
Do you realize how fast 100 miles an hour is?
100%. Dude, you can't even see it. But still, it's still in a strike zone. You can still click it. I'm telling you, Brock.
I'm just
don't be a moron on this.
We just need to go because there's no way you.
Can't bunt it. That's one rule. Somebody asked me though. Could you bunt it?
Of course, you can't bunt it. What are we?
You gotta swing at it. Still hold my ground on it, though.
You will never, you would never in a million years hit that ball.
You know what?
You would never in a million years.
Get it out in the field.
I hope that ball blasts.
You know what? Give me 3 hours. I'll put one over the fence.
I hope that ball blasts you in the face. All right. I hope you.
You're that kid from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. I hope that ball hits you in the face and your face looks like that bird that Randy Johnson hit. Okay, dude, that's what I hope happens.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to step up to the mound. I'm pointing the bat right at you, Brock.
I hope
first shot.
I hope it goes right through your chest and your
this one's for you, buddy
and
boy.
You die. That's what I hope happens. All right. I hope
coming at you, Brock.
Hope the ball machine at the fun park malfunctions and it launches multiple baseballs at hundreds of miles an hour at your face.
Dude, people are gonna be cheering. I told you could do it, Brock. I told you.
It's gonna be cheering because your face is gonna be a bloody mess from the amount of baseballs after the baseball pitching machine malfunctions.
Home run!
God,
can't wait.
I hate you so much.
It's gonna happen.
I hate you so much. Hunter sends me a video. Hunter sends me a video of a talented baseball player. See, I could do it. Anybody can do it. Yeah, it's fine.
Just saying.
You're the worst. You're the worst kind of person.
And that's your sport.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.